So if you've been listening to the show for a long time, you know that the song Happy Birthday to You is the subject of much copyright controversy. Specifically, Warner Chappell claims to hold the copyright to the song and will come after you if you put it in anything that they uncover and object to. They have been rather vigorous about that. So there has been a lawsuit pending it's a documentary film that has been brought proactively to it's about the song Happy Birthday to You. And the plaintiffs, the filmmakers there, are suing Warner Chappell for the right to use the song in the documentary. And they claim they don't need to pay any license fees. They claim they have had various arguments along the way about the song being in the public domain and not subject to copyright at all. And now there is, you know, one of these dramatic litigation discovery moments has occurred in their case. Something was produced from the 1920s. The particular document that was produced in the case was published in 1927. They found an earlier version, having done some more research, that was published in 1922. It was published by, I don't know if it's Warner Chappell itself or its predecessor and, you know, whoever it got the rights from. And it included Happy Birthday without any copyright notice. And the plaintiffs are arguing that these lyrics were dedicated to the public domain many, many years before the copyright registration that Warner Chappell relies upon for its copyright. So I'm very excited to talk about the Happy Birthday song on this day that is actually, I think we've decided it's the dog's birthday, Carmel, our little show mascot, who's not here with us. I always send her off while we do the show. So you can, you know, wish her a happy birthday and I will convey your good wishes along to her. Today is National Mutt Day. So that's the day that we always say is her birthday. She was born around now 2 years ago. So Sarah, is this a big deal? Do you think this smoking gun might carry the day in this case?
It seems like it might. I was going to say that I still am mad. So about 3 years ago, I said to my husband, who's also a lawyer, we have to find a plaintiff and bring this case against Happy Birthday. You know, mm-hmm. to prove that it's in the public domain, because I think I read something about it and thought it was crazy that it was copyrighted. And then, you know, mm-hmm. maybe a year later, somebody took it. And now I think it seems like they're going to be successful. I think it's awesome. But yeah, I think it sounds like it really is kind of a smoking gun. I think I was trying to, you know, figure out from some of the articles what the arguments were by Warner Chappell, you know, as to, first of all, I guess why they just now unearthed the evidence. Because I think one thing was this should have come out in discovery in, you know, a year ago, and it just now mm-hmm. came out. I guess they just found it. So they're not trying to suppress the evidence, which is good. But they are arguing that there's still an issue of fact. And then what they're saying is that the Hill sisters, who are the women who everyone agrees, you know, originally wrote the lyrics to the song, and I believe the song itself, that they didn't necessarily give authorization for this, for having the song included in this book, the songbook. And so they're saying mm-hmm. there's still an issue of fact there for a jury. So that I can't, it's kind of an unusual, and it was hard to piece together how that argument works, because even the songbook that was unearthed, this piece of evidence, has language on there that says special permission was given through the courtesy of this company that apparently was assigned the copyright. So I don't know how they've argued that away. I wasn't able to read their full brief to kind of figure out what the argument was there. But apparently there's some semblance of an argument that there may still be a fact issue there. But certainly this mm-hmm. looks really quite good for the people challenging the copyright, for sure. So,
right. And you have to take your hat off to Good Morning to You Productions, the plaintiff in this case, run by director of this documentary, Jennifer Nelson, who filed this suit over $1,500, basically. She was told she'd have to pay that to include the song in her film. And you know that bringing this suit since 2013, now it's been pending, has cost her well more than that, but potentially has the opportunity to establish that the song is in the public domain for good and all. So we will continue to watch it. It's, there's no resolution yet, but just this new document that could carry the day in the lawsuit. Joe, do you have any thoughts on this?
Oh, you know, no, not really. Other than I wonder if someone could like kickstart a, you know, use Kickstarter to like fund litigation or something over things like this that would be of interest to many people. But I don't know.
Oh, absolutely.
Probably some ethical rule against that.
I don't think so. Adam Carolla pretty successfully raised money from listeners to contest or to help him contest a podcasting related patent matter. So I do think that it can be done. It certainly has been done. I don't know, you know, if there are things that regulators would have to say about it, quite possibly. But it's not a novel idea. And I don't think the Adam Carolla example is the only one. All right. Well, so we'll continue to, you know, cross our fingers that we'll be able to sing Happy Birthday on the show and not have to worry about getting licensing to do so.